it's back. Law and Order, but this time Law and Order True Crime, with a case not only ripped from the headlines, but ripped straight out of actual headlines. The murders of Kitty and Jose Menendez in their Beverly Hills home in 1989 by their sons, Eric and Lyle Menendez.
Every time something bad happens here, the good citizens of Beverly Hills say, it's got to be the bangers, or the mob, or Charlie Manson. Always an outsider, because nobody bad lives in Beverly Hills.
It's an 8-episode season that stars Edie Falco, Sam Yeager, Josh Charles, Heather Graham, Josh Stamberg, and lots more familiar faces. It's another incarnation of the Dick Wolf Law & Order franchise. The creator is Renee Balsay, who won a Peabody Award and Emmys aplenty. As a writer and executive producer, he joins us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Very happy to be here.
I'm not sure I've ever interviewed anybody with more blood on his hands.
It's movie blood. It's not real blood. It's not, as Jean-Luc Godard said, it's not blood, it's just red.
Yeah. I had sketched out a question to ask why begin this true crime series with the Menendez brothers. And then I thought, oh my gosh, sex, money, celebrity, family, that kind of answers the question, doesn't it?
Yes. As far as the fascination with the Menendez, I think it kind of coincided with a confluence of things that were going on in society. We'd just come out of the Reagan years, sort of this rampant materialism. Mm-hmm. And people were fascinated with rich people and how the rich lived. I think also, you know, the Menendez in many ways represented, on the one hand, an American success story. Jose Menendez was an immigrant from Cuba who came to the U.S. when he was 16, worked his way up. And I think people were shocked to see that his reward was to be killed by his sons. And people wanted to know why.
Mm-hmm. The legal aspects of this case took 7 years from beginning to end.
Yes.
How do you compress that?
Well, you do one pass and say, what is essential for telling the story? Then you do another pass, is what is essential to reveal character and reveal motivations? For example, in the testimony of Eric and Lyle, it wasn't enough just for them to tell the facts of what happened, but also there were moments where what they said and how they said it revealed something about their inner life and their turmoil.
I have only seen the first two episodes, and of
yeah.
course I have some memory of the case, but so far it's hard to feel sorry for a couple of guys who nurse their grief over the murder of their parents by buying hot cars and gold watches.
Well, I don't know about hot cars. Well, first of all, the first two episodes, we steer into what people mostly know about the case. And
yeah.
obviously, this is just the beginning. For example, you mentioned the spending. Well, Lyle already had two, quote unquote, hot cars. He had an Alfa. He had a BMW. Their spending after the murders was exactly the same as it was before the murders.
Of course, the Menendez brothers wound up offering, I wouldn't say the defense, but the mitigating factor that they had been abused as children, including sexual abuse. Do you, without giving anything away, wind up coming down decisively in either to endorse or question their version of events?
Well, there was corroborating evidence to the abuse, not only the testimony of cousins to whom they had confided about the abuse when they were 8 years old. There were also photographs that were taken by the parents of the kids when they were 6 and 9 that were rather unusual photographs that you wouldn't expect a parent to take. And if a police officer had found those photographs in someone's possession, they would probably arrest that person. So it was more than an allegation.
Yeah. And of course, they're in prison for the rest of their lives, aren't they?
Yes. Without life without parole.
Is there more Law & Order True Crime, or we'll find out?
We'll find out. I'm sure it depends how this one does, how this one is received. Dick and I have talked about possible storylines for future series, so I think we're up for it.
You don't run out of material, do you?
Well, crime is an endlessly renewable resource.
Renee Bolsay, creator of Law & Order True Crime, premieres next week on NBC and Oxygen the week after. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Scott.